Today on Rockin' Suburbs.
Patrick, I see a lot of smoke behind you on the video. Is everything okay over there?
Well, there was a little fire that broke out in my workshop earlier. It's out now, but a few things are still smoldering back there.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
I was trying to fuse a Black Sabbath album into a Fela Kuti record, and the effect caused an explosion. But I threw an old Tom Jones album on there, and it went out really fast.
All right, Patrick, we're back on the new music train.
Yeah, we are. Feels good.
Yep. Yesterday, I had some picks for new songs from January. Mm-hmm. And today's your turn, right? So
it is.
Got some stuff loaded up, ready to go.
That's exactly right, Jim. And I think we have touched on this when we were talking about our best of 2020s. And again, thanks to everybody who called in with those. And you and I probably touched on it a little bit yesterday, but you know, January is a tough month for new releases, and I usually spend most of my January listening to stuff that I missed in 2020, or compiling lists, or going through best ofs on different online outlets and all that kind of stuff. So really kind of catching up, because it's amazing how much great stuff you miss, even when you think you're paying close attention and do a daily music podcast.
Right.
You still miss all kinds of stuff. So
totally.
So doing that, and I feel like I kind of come out of my slumber, kind of like in that last week and a half of January. So I was able to come across a couple things here that I want to tell you about. And
okay,
the first one is a band, and I'm interested to see if you know anything about this band or have any interaction with them. Is a band called the Sleaford Mods. They've been around since 2007. They're kind of they're a duo, and they're kind of minimalist. I wouldn't necessarily call them electronic, but I would definitely call them, hip hop influenced and minimalists who kind of rely on a very British take on the suburbs and mm-hmm. culture and politics and government and all that. And I like that about them. I like the authenticity. I also like how clever they are. They're funny, and they've just got a way of making these, weird, catchy songs, right? That they're kind of hard to describe, and they're very much working in their own niche, right? This is their 11th album that came out in January called Spare Ribs, but I think if you go back all the way to the first one, you're not going to find a wide gulf in the stylistic approach that they took. They kind of hit on this formula and they work within it, which I kind of like. That's another thing I really admire about musicians, that find something they like. And I like getting into somebody's catalog and being able to appreciate the relative subtle differences. I generally give their albums a spin when they come out, after I first discovered them probably, 4 or 5 years ago, just from digging around Spotify and seeing a recommendation, and I like what they do. And this album to me feels like they're getting even weirder, which is meaning maybe they're oscillating a little bit away from, the focus lyrically they've had, maybe on the, British class system and those kind of things, and just starting it into weird stuff. So I just thought this first single off their new album, it's called Mork and Mindy. It's a weird song about like being a kid and how it's good and bad at the same time. It's boring and exciting. And, they do it in their style. So as they say on the soccer broadcasts without fans, we apologize for any language that may slip through inadvertently, but let's listen to Mork and Mindy by the Sleaford Mods.
All right.
Mork and Mindy, Action Man and Cindy, I don't mess about. I make them kiss each other when my mum and dad go out. No messing, no curtain twitching, no stressing. I don't hang about. I get them down and dirty, then get them falling out, then get them flirty. Getting thrown plates at each other, cause that's what it's all about. Now fuck off back to your own room. Well done. In the back room, when fuck all's going on, what's new? And the plated scenes of that. I live on a really depressing cul-de-sac, where couples get divorced and people come up that you've never seen before. Like that, smell of cigars and oil twat.
You go too high, too low, it doesn't make a difference, I know. Too high, too low, but the system. It doesn't make a difference, I know.
body, like mornings on the body, shotgun lagerotte, like porn up sticking constantly. Wi-Fi's gone all lo-fi, my ass is feeling too.
Okay.
So there it is, kind of their style in a nutshell, right? It's that that, you know, electronic sort of pulse, which isn't really hip hop, and it's not really Suicide, but it's kind of somewhere in between. And you know, their wordplay, just kind of dancing over top of it. And the voice you heard on the chorus there is someone called Billy No Mates, who's a singer, a British singer, that did that kind of chorus, which is kind of catchy. And so it's kind of weirdly danceable for people like me who don't dance. kind of, you gotta move a little bit, but you don't have to do a full on dance thing. So, you know, and it's got that abrasive style of, kind of, you know, British industrial and punk music too. So, it feels gritty. You can kind of feel the grit on the Sleaford Mods record. So I like it. How about you? Have you ever listened to them and have any thoughts?
You know, I thought I had, but maybe I haven't. I definitely knew the name as soon as you said it. But that wasn't quite what I was expecting. So maybe I'm confusing them with somebody else. I'm not sure. One of the things I liked about that too, is the vocal cadence sort of had like almost kind of a spoken word poetry sort of sensibility to it as well. And so I like that. There's a good groove that's happening there, not just with that underlying music and those beats, but really, but in the vocal delivery as well, for something that's kind of talk singing, you know.
Totally hit on that. Yeah, that's one of the things I like about them too. And you know, it does to me get a little wearying over a whole album, you know, so I don't, you know, I'll give their albums a spin or two every time, but there'll be one or two songs like that one that I'll pick out and sort of like, here's a good, you know. And when you put all those together over their career, you got some really cool stuff, very memorable kind of lyrics and observations, and at times just bitterly funny too. So there's 11 albums out there for you people. start wherever you like, but that new single is kind of weird and you know, kind of a cool subject matter in a way. Okay. So I liked it. Yeah.
All right. Good. Okay.
There we go. So the other one is a band I discovered through Bandcamp a couple years back. It's a band who I believe are from Los Angeles, and they're called Here Lies Man. They've got a new album out. It's called Ritual Divination. And the reason I first caught these guys caught my eye is that somebody, probably to the band's intense chagrin, put this label on them, and it seems to have stuck. And I believe this is their fourth album, but they've been labeled as if Black Sabbath played Afrobeat. So, I mean, why would I not listen to that? You know, I'm sure the band may feel like it's kind of a millstone around their neck at this point. But hey, let's put it on and see what you think. I listened to their previous album, which I think was their third, called No Ground to Walk Upon. But this is their new one. Just came out in January 22nd, I believe, in Ritual Divination. And why don't we spin a track called Can't Kill It?
Right. Where is this band from?
I believe they're based in L.A.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think you said that.
I want to read something real quick that's on their Bandcamp page. Vocalist guitarist Marcos Garcia says about this album, Ritual Divination is the soundtrack to an imaginary movie with each song being a scene. It's an inward psychedelic journey. The intention is to create a sonic ritual to lift the veil of inner space and divine the true nature of reality. Peace, man. So that's a very, you know, kind of flower power thing to say. But it rocks pretty hard, and you might not find this surprising, Jim. A couple of the guys in Here Lies Man have played with Antibalas at times. So two American bands creating their own take with an Afrobeat influence. I
was just
like
noticing
it.
That and reading, looking at this bio here. Yeah, yeah, so you could definitely, you know, hear that connection.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's
with more rock, though, obviously.
Definitely a lot more, more toward the heavy guitars, yeah, leading the way. And just a smear here and there of Afrobeat. You know, I like it. It's fun to listen to, and there are songs that really get pretty slow and stretch out in a very Sabbath-like way. So I think if you like Sabbath and African music, this will probably be a good spin for you.
Very cool. It kind of reminds me, too, of a Budos band.
Yeah,
in a way, which
exactly.
Is, mm-hmm. You know, related. They're all
totally
part of
agree.
The same scene. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. There's some DNA running through all three of those for sure.
Okay. So we'll play out with another cover. I got a number of selections that you can pick one of. Okay. The show you are listening to is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And here you go, Patrick. Look at the screen here. I've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different options here for you.
Wow.
I played that Kate Davis one yesterday, The True Love Will Find You in the End. But here you've got The Vaccines covering Queens of the Stone Age.
Mm.
You've got Bill Callahan covering Air Supply. the singer Karen Jonas does Counting Crows.
Mm.
Tristan, which was the singer that Dan Gursky.
Oh, that's right.
Turned us on to does
yeah.
The Cure.
Yep.
Or
yep.
Sarah Jaros does U2. So any of those, you know, catch your attention there?
Yeah. I really want to hear Just Like Heaven by Tristan. I'm in a Cure mood right now.
All right. Very good. So this is the singer Tristan with a new cover of The Cure's Just Like Heaven. And we'll talk to you all later.
Kind of weirdly danceable for people like me who don't dance.